and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you opened your mind to the reality that breast cancer is not just for women? You heard me right. It is true. Men suffer from breast cancer as well. We all need to wake up to this fact. It is a cross-gender disease. We've been focusing on pink, pink, pink. We need to bring in blue. Fortunately, Vicki Wolf and her brother are dedicated to helping us understand this truth about male breast cancer. Both have had it and both have conquered it. So today they are Vicki is with us. Harvey is not, but they founded together the nonprofit organization for education and awareness of male breast cancer. And you've got to know breast cancer and hereditary cancer. Sorry, I didn't mean to shorten that. But they have a website called His, that's capital H-I-S, or it's just hisbreastcancer.org, hisbreastcancer.org. If you don't do anything more with this podcast, walk away and type that into your website and take a look. Vicki, this is so serious. Why have we ignored this truth for so long?
Well, it's the obvious first of all, hi, Ellen. Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show. And to talk about this, it is a much-needed discussion and to bring education awareness because most people, to answer your question, most people don't even realize that men can be diagnosed with breast cancer or men don't even realize they have breasts. You know, they have pecs. So it's important to help educate. That's part one. You know, for early detection, we need to educate. We need to bring awareness.
I just want to emphasize that physical appearance has seemed to dominate our understanding of the physical body. That just they have pecs, that's muscle, and women have breasts, no muscle. It doesn't. Right. So just be aware of that, everybody who's listening. It's really important. Carry on. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. Well, just like women, men are at a risk for developing breast cancer, although the percentage is much lower. The fatality rate is very high because it's so often diagnosed when it's much more progressed. So young boys and girls, they both have breast tissue, that include ducts. And once puberty begins, while girls begin to develop the ducts with the production of the female hormone, male hormones such as testosterone suppress the growth of the breast tissue. So men still continue, though, to have non-functioning breast tissue behind their chest walls with cells that can cause uncontrolled abnormal growth. The most common breast cancer in men is a ductal carcinoma, where the cancer is contained in the duct. But if the cancer has spread to outside the ducts, that would be called infiltrating, where it is now in the surrounding tissue. And the average man in the United States has a lifetime risk of 0.1%. However, if you carry a genetic mutation or have a higher family risk, you know, or the BRCA genetic mutation, kind of the Angelina Jolie, has brought, you know, out to the world a little bit more, the risk greatly increase. There's a BRCA1, which increases the risk from 1 to 5%, and with BRCA2, it increases from 5 to 10% for a diagnosis. So there's approximately 2,300 men that will be diagnosed this year. However, like I said, more often men will die from this disease due to such a late diagnosis compared to women.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely stunning. We really have to get the word out. Everybody's listening, please share this with others. What does a man do? I mean, I've got a husband. Do I go and tell my husband, go get a mammogram? What do I do?
Well, there are, you know, early signs, symptoms. So first is to be aware. A symptom could include a mass or lump under the nipple, inverted or retracted nipple, or a discharge from the nipple, which can be bloody or clear, skin dimpling or puckering or itching, redness, scaling of the nipple area. Other symptoms might include a lump or swelling under the arm and the lymph node area. So a common cause and diagnosis for men with these symptoms can be gynecomastia, which is just an enlargement of breast tissue, and that's not related to cancer. However, you know, if you're concerned or you know that you have a family history, and it's very important, I'm going to stress that, family history, you know, we go to our doctors, your general physician, they take your health history, they fill out all these forms. If they know that you have a history of cancers in your family, you're a guy, that shouldn't be ignored, that you, you know, could also be diagnosed with breast cancer. It's not just about prostate, and they check the prostate and they do that great exam, but, you know, doing a breast exam while they've got the gentleman in the office is a great tool, and that is one that should not be overlooked and needs to be adapted. And teaching a man how to do a self-breast exam, which is available also on our website at, you know, at www.hisbreastcancer.org. Other things, if they do have a higher risk because of family, recommending genetic testing. If the need be, they can have mammograms, ultrasounds yearly. And being tested, having genetic testing done, is very easy. I mean, it's very important that you go to a reputable source, go through some counseling, have a good understanding of the information you might receive if you are diagnosed with a genetic mutation. But it's, you know, it's knowledge, and that's an important key. So definitely discuss genetic testing with your doctor. But men can get mammograms. They absolutely can. I know that's a hard thing to understand, but believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, really.
You know, it can be done, and there's ultrasounds and other, you know, tests as well. So, and then if you are diagnosed, the treatment for men is very similar to women. Men can receive a mastectomy because they don't really do lumpectomies. They have such a small amount of tissue in breast tissue, so they need to remove everything to get good clean margins. And they do lumpectomies and whatever else is needed from there: radiation, chemotherapy, estrogens, etc. So, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you have been thorough in trying to get us to understand this very quickly. Let me just quickly get back to your sole source, your nonprofit that you and your brother have created. It's hisbreastcancer.org. I've been there. You can watch them speak to you on a YouTube, and then there's all kinds of information. The question I have is, yep, how many doctors are aware of this? When my husband gets a prostate exam, is that doctor going to check his breasts, or does he have to bring it to his attention?
No, he's going to have to bring it to his attention. Unfortunately, yeah, it's not out there like that, and that's the shame, and that's what we're trying to help make changes to. So we developed our website, the foundation and the website. Basically, we have, between my brother Harvey and I, we have five sons. We wanted to make changes for them. There's a 50-50 chance they could carry the BRCA genetic mutation like we both do and could be diagnosed, and don't want them to go through some of the things that Harvey had to experience in that sea of pink, bringing in a little bit of blue. Harvey wrote a book called Sir, You Have Breast Cancer. It's available on Amazon or on our website. And we also have gotten involved with a director, created a documentary called Pink and Blue, Colors of Hereditary Cancer. You can find out more about this on our website and look for upcoming screenings in your area. The information's right there with the trailer. Put that out there. Share that information. Share our Facebook page or Twitter and help educate. We have pamphlets that are available that can be printed or ordered. Put them in your doctor's office. Do them a favor, because they need to be educated. And, you know, it's important to learn and understand your family health history if you can. And, you know, it's all about for the health of families.
So this is just one more way to be an advocate for preventing breast cancer and preventing early death by men from breast cancer. That is astounding. Maybe fewer have it, but they're dying early. They're more are dying from it. And we can stop that. And Vicki and her brother, Harvey Singer, have done that. Again, it's hisbreastcancer.org. Go and check it out. Be educated. That's your best weapon. And we are so happy you were with us today. We want you to be sure and listen to our past episodes on Radio MD, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. In the meantime, please, please, please eat well and stay well.